Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the entrepreneurs to own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Brandon Poole, who is the operations manager of Honest One Auto Care. And Honest One Auto Care is the only national full-service auto care company that's 100% ESA certified, eco-friendly. And that's coming right up on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand? The opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach.
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. Get 3 months of free advertising when you sign up for our one-year package. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the entrepreneurs to own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Brandon Poole, who is the operations manager of Honest One Auto Care. And Honest One Auto Care is the only national full-service auto care company that's 100% ESA certified, eco-friendly. Honest One was ranked 338 in Entrepreneurs Magazine's 2011 Franchise 500. Hey, Brandon, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing good, Marty. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's our pleasure, Brandon. We've been wanting to have you guys on for a long time now, so I'm glad that, you know, you finally made it and we have you on today. We always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from Scottsdale, Arizona, and a lot of times people get my name wrong and they call me Brandon. It's actually Braden.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Thanks for correcting me earlier in the show.
That's okay. I'm used to it by now.
Thanks, Braden. How's the weather out there today?
This is why we live in Arizona. You know, the next 9 months is a well-kept secret out here. We only seem to make the news when we're all burning our hair out. And, you know, right now, I feel like the outdoors, 90 degrees all day long, and maybe the high 80s. So it's great right now.
Oh, it's wonderful. I was out there for the first time in February, Braden, and I couldn't believe it. I said, why am I going back home? You know, particularly, you know, February is like the worst month in Pennsylvania, you know. I mean, it's just brutally cold here, and it is. It's a wonderful place to live, isn't it? It's a very beautiful state, so I definitely look forward to going back there. So what were you doing? How did you get involved with Honest One Auto Care, Braden?
Well, you know, for my entire career has been the automotive aftermarket, but mm-hmm. it's been mostly in the corporate side. You know, I started in the parts of business, you know, business when I was really young, and progressed through a major company and their management opportunities, and found myself in a national company as a training director, divisional training director,
mm-hmm.
and. You know, did that for several years and really enjoyed it, and ultimately became a operations director for that same company here in Phoenix, Arizona. And, you know, that's about a 23-year career now from,
wow.
you know, in the parts business and the service side. The service side, I've been deeply involved as in a director role and a training role for probably, you know, upwards of 12, 13 years. So, it's
wow.
a passion of mine. I really, really like it. And when I was contacted by Honest One through, you know, an online, you know,
mm-hmm.
Site there,
right.
I started reading about this company and was very, very impressed and excited about, you know, the way we really want to change the way, you know, the automotive repair industry, you know, conducts business, you know, and how customers are addressed. And you know, the philosophy here is one of really high quality, honesty, integrity, and eco-friendly. It really kind of attracted me, and I wanted to be a part of something that was growing and had a great, you know, foundation for success.
That's fantastic. I mean, Honest One, you know, recently got some great accolades. I mean, I saw, you know, and I mentioned early in the show, Honest One was ranked 338 in Entrepreneur Magazine's 2011 Franchise 500, which is a big wow. Also, you guys were ranked, I think it was like number one in the top companies in the Lube and Oil News 2011 Top Oil Change Plus Change, which is another great accolade for the company, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, Honest One and the founders here are very proud of the success and the growth that the company is seeing right now, and it's really nice to be getting attention from, you know, such reputable resources that are recognizing, you know, some of the groundbreaking stuff that our CEO and our COO have been working on. That is definitely working.
And your experience is so important too, Braden. You know, I mean, we mentioned that, you know, that one of the themes on our show over the last, it's almost like 6 years now, is you know, we say we always look to guys like yourself and see, you know, what kind of experience you have. And you've been doing this such a long time now, you know, and you've seen so many changes in the industry, which I think is so important. The name is very clever. You know, I mean, when you think of Honest One, particularly in your industry, I think that's so important. And you mentioned honesty as a characteristic or trait of Honest One. Is that where the name comes from? Is there like a history behind the name of the company, or...?
Well, you know, I believe that the company started back in 2003 in Portland,
okay.
Oregon, and it was called Honest One at that time. But, you know, in 2007, it changed hands, and then 2011, it changed hands again. And the current CEO and COO who took over at that time, you know, realized that, you know, there was an opportunity, you know, in the economy at that point that, you know, maybe growth wasn't the right perspective, but
right.
to really take a close look at what can differentiate Honest One Auto Care to the competition. And because at that time and still really today we're rather small, it was very easy to really incorporate, you know, the home of the honest mechanics and certified technicians kind of mantra, as well as several other key things that would differentiate ourselves from the competition. You know, some of the bigger competitors out there with far more stores, you know, it's very hard to change a culture in an environment like that where, you know, here at Honest One, it's much more maneuverable and and easy to get buy-in. So I think that's really stuck, and people want to be different and want to stand out. And the Honest One name is really what is the centerpiece of our culture here.
Wow, I think that's well said. I took my wife to her first franchise show. I've been involved in franchising now, Braden, for 11 years now, and I finally took her to the first show at the Jacob Javits Center this year, and she was surprised at all the different franchise opportunities there. When someone comes up to your booth, like if it was like a franchise show, and they, you know, the typical question always seems to be, so what do you guys do? How do you typically respond to that type of question?
Well, you know, first of all, there's several pieces that differentiate ourselves. Number
mm-hmm.
one, of course, we talked about, which is, you know, the home of the honest mechanics and certified technicians, where,
right.
you know, we strive to hire ASC certified technicians that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and go for a dealer alternative with expert diagnostic services as well as, you know, all of the equipment to support that. We are a full-service repair facility, which, you know, and we always have been, and we try to emphasize it. There's a lot of competition out there that came
mm-hmm.
from muffler background or a brakes background or a tire background, and everybody's trying to cut their teeth as a general automotive repair facility. Well, that's
mm-hmm.
what we've been doing, and that's what we're experts at, and you can really come to us for any manner of automotive repair need that you have. Thirdly, I would say, you know, we have designed our showrooms, or I should say our lobbies, as a customer-centric focus. We have a children's play area. We have a coffee bar. We have an internet cafe. We have an
wow.
upscale lounge, tiled restrooms, shuttle services, you know, very friendly and helpful staff. And all of our locations are designed around a very specific, you know, floor plan so that when people walk in, to one of our facilities, they will immediately see the difference. And then, of course, like you mentioned before, we are the first and only currently ESA-certified
mm-hmm.
eco-friendly company, and, you know, we're very proud of that, and we're trying to do what we can to, you know, positively affect the environment that we live in through the, you know, the processes, the chemicals, and the policies that we write and we live by.
And it is. It's so important to customers today, I think, you know, probably more so now than I guess, you know, maybe like 20 years ago, you know, when you got involved in this particular business, you know. And I know it's funny, you know, when we had our first son 5 years ago, you know, those things become a lot more important, I think, too, when you have children, too. You know, you kind of change your mindset a bit. Not to make you feel old, but, you know, you've been involved in the industry a long time, and I guess technology has played a big part in the industry, and I suspect with Honest One Auto Care. What role has technology played with you guys, Braden?
Well, you know, technology obviously is constantly moving forward, and some of the things that, you know, Honest One has tried to do is keep up with that, particularly on our operating systems. We use a system that is, you know, constantly evolving and moving in the right direction, you know, for our customers. Some of the invoicing programs that are out there and some of the manners that automotive services are tracked and communicated with the customer sometimes can be very confusing. You know, the program that we use is called ProTractor, and it's been, you know, adapted to exactly what our needs are. It gives us great visibility into what's happening into the shop so we can help monitor and help coach and train. And then on the customer side, you know, when an invoice is printed, it's very much printed in that customer, you know, friendly manner that's easy to read and understand and can be gone through. Additionally, you know, new technology out there with cars has made the diagnostics process, you know, in some cases more complicated, but, you know, in a sense it sometimes can be easier if you have the right tools. So all of the shops are equipped with the correct scanners and diagnostics equipment to be able to evaluate just about every vehicle on the road. Alignment machines where we have the opportunity to upgrade or getting, you know, the correct kind of alignment machines to be able to process full four-wheel alignments. And most cars, front-wheel drive now, need a four-wheel alignment. We can print out just about any specification, you know, a customer is looking for based on the evaluation that we're doing on their car, from batteries to alignments to any kind of a diagnostics. So, you know, and as far as training and development goes, we make sure that online programs are available to our technicians for ongoing training purposes. There is also instructor-led training that's available to them. And here at the corporate office, we try to make sure that on a weekly, monthly basis that we try to update and develop programs that will keep people abreast of, you know, a new training, a new technology, and new ways to, you know, work on vehicles. So we're, you know, in the throes of trying to make sure that we upgrade our communication out to the field and incorporate even more training as we partner with vendors that are really on top of some of these technologies and are willing to support us. So,
yeah, that's so important, isn't it? This industry is it's a big industry. Are there any numbers, Braden, as far as, like, you know, how big this industry actually is?
Well, you know, there's a lot out there right now, and off the top of my head, I can't really, you know, throw any numbers out there without making myself sound like I was guessing, to be honest with you. But the thing about this business is it's been around for a very long time. As far as franchises go, it's really mature franchise.
Yes.
And, you know, that's why, you have to find a way to kind of, like, separate yourself and do something differently to attract attention.
Absolutely. So what's been the most, I guess, the interesting thing that's happened to you since joining Honest One Auto Care? Because you've been in this industry and this business for some time now. Is there anything that, I guess, stands out?
Well, you know, I think, Marty, the thing that stands out to me the most is, you know, I do have a lot of experience in the corporate part of this business in big companies, but this is absolutely my first franchise experience.
Wow.
And, you know, one of the things that stands out to me, you know, when it comes to, you know, the whole franchise piece is really, you know, going into a corporate location as a director and not being happy with what you see or something like that, you know, the position that we tend to hold. But, you know, in franchises, it's really a much more delicate, you know, management style where, you know, you're working with owners to persuade rather than to dictate to them and to include them instead of governing them. You know, it's very, very much important for me to build relationships and good contacts with these guys so that they can trust me and be a part of, you know, the future of this company and what I'm trying to help them bring to the table. Because, you know, I really want to help these guys be successful and share the information that I have, but I'm learning the franchise piece at the same time, and it's been very exciting, and I realize that there's still a lot for me to learn and how I can merge my background, you know, to how the franchise company works. So, you know, that's where my eyes are probably the widest open at this point.
It must be interesting. You know, I mean, you know, based on your experience, what you're doing in the past and, you know, where you are now, you know, I guess it is a different experience. But, you know, not to speak for you, but it must be also, you know, as you said, interesting as well. You know, I mean, having that because we're talking about more like a partnership kind of scenario, you know, so it has to be interesting for you, you know. So what types of characteristics does Honest One look for in their franchisees, Braden?
Well, of course, we're going to look for people that have a high degree of integrity and want to get involved in the automotive repair business, you know, not only because of the you know, entrepreneurial opportunity that exists here and the opportunity to make money, but, you know, the obviously honesty and trust is a very key component for us. So, you know, there's a pretty good evaluation process, I believe, that takes place where, you know, we talk about why people are getting into this business and, you know, how they're going to run their shop. And, you know, we want, I mean, the biggest thing that any automotive repair company has to overcome is, you know, just in fact that, you know, we're one of the most untrusted businesses out there. And dentists and doctors are probably the only other two.
Right.
And, you know, you have to have somebody that's patient and willing to, you know, take time with customers and help them understand, you know, what their maintenance needs are, what the manufacturer recommended services are, you know, what is suggested, what is required, and put it all out on the table and let people make decisions about what's best for them and their vehicle and be patient with them.
Mm-hmm. So what's the training like for your new franchisees, Braden? I mean, do they come out to corporate headquarters? How does that all work?
Well, you know, the training program that exists now is very strong. It's very robust. We're working very diligently to try and incorporate some new things. As it is stands right now, there's 3 weeks of full training for service managers, for our owners and for our regional developers. The first week is called Manager School, and it is a five-day program that is chock full of everything that you can imagine for running a shop. The week two is Owner School, which is got all of the personnel, recruiting, training, you know, OSHA, you know, all of the different vendor supports that are available. And then week three is our regional developer program, which our vice president of franchise development conducts. And, you know, that's pretty full 3 weeks. There's also online training, which is supported by some of our vendors. You know, CarQuest being one of them is very supportive and a big part of, you know, our training program with TechNet and also CTI Online. And then we have weekly training that goes out via email that really focuses specifically on, you know, maintenance services and those kind of training opportunities. We also have I have a counterpart. His name is Mike Still, and he is a field operations manager, and he's got a very, very, you know, deep background in the service side as well as franchises. And he's generally out in the field visiting stores, doing on-hand, you know, in-the-shop training and development with technicians on the vehicles as well as our
describing the whole process. It's continuous, ongoing training, which I think is fantastic. Is there a way to, I guess, paint a picture or describe a typical day for a franchisee, I guess, from like the moment they go into work till the time they go home and everything else in between?
Well, you know, I mean, it's very process driven. We really help our owners with a great deal of, you know, structure so that they can go into, you know, honest one on day one of that franchise and have a pretty deep understanding of what needs to happen first from, you know, putting the key in the door to locking them at night. So probably the biggest focus of any owner or service manager in Honest One facility is going to be the customer on a day-to-day basis and making sure that appointments are being set and commitments are being kept and promises that are made are being met and keeping our facility as clean and as pristine as possible, as well as focusing on, you know, the eco-friendly attributes and, you know, policies that we have in place to try and protect the environment. I would imagine, and, you know, I've witnessed that it's a very fast-paced environment for our owners, especially the new ones. There's a lot involved with, you know, taking a customer's vehicle in, evaluating it, inspecting it, diagnosing it. There's a very, you know, tenuous communication process with the customer, the technician, and the counter and the parts suppliers to make sure it all comes together, you know, at the time that it was promised. And it moves pretty quickly. Once the ball starts rolling, it's a matter of just keeping up with it.
Wow. Now that you're involved in franchising, the majority of our listeners, we call them aspiring franchipreneurs, Braden. What advice would you give to them now that you know what you know about franchising?
Well, you know, from what I've witnessed so far, what I can say is I've been asked many times in my career, why haven't I started my own business? And to be perfectly honest, I don't think that I had the fortitude to take that on. And learning what I have learned over the past, you know, 3 or 4 months has really opened my eyes to the fact that, you know, with the support of a strong, you know, franchisor that's willing to step in and help you however they can, I think that there's always a risk involved, but, you know, somebody that has a lot of energy and enthusiasm and entrepreneurial spirit, I mean, I wouldn't hesitate if I could go back in time. Honest One Auto Care is definitely the kind of place that can, you know, put somebody at ease that might be getting into this for the very first time.
Mm. And Honest One, you kind of like incorporated, it seems like, you know, looking at a map, I guess all the way from the East Coast to the West Coast, yes? I think I saw franchises in New Jersey all the way to, I guess, out towards where you guys are, right?
Absolutely. Well, what's unique about Honest One is the franchise structure. And again, I'm learning this, so don't pound me with a lot of questions. but what we do have here is what's known as a three-tier franchise structure. Okay. And what we have is obviously the auto H1 Auto Care franchisor. Then we have a regional developer, and then we have the franchisee, which really gives us a great deal of penetration into different marketplaces. And because everybody has skin in the game, it's moving pretty quickly. There is a great potential for us to open more stores here in Arizona as well as California, and we're looking very strongly at that. Right now we have, after tomorrow's Diamond Bar opens, we will have 31 active franchises that are conducting business. There is 22 that are in under development right now that will be open within the next year or so. A couple of them, you know, very quickly, Raleigh, North Carolina, and a couple in Texas. And if I understand correctly, with the regional developers, we have up to 75 commitments in place.
Wow. That's
so, the company is growing pretty rapidly, and so is the staff at the corporate office to support that. And it's very exciting times.
That's wonderful. Are the plans for the future, I mean, if for Honest One, I guess if you could look into a crystal ball like 3 to 5 years down the road, I mean, it sounds like there's going to be some nice growth over the next year. But any plans, like, I mean, like going international, any talk of that, or just expanding through the U.S., it sounds like?
I believe it's been focusing directly on, you know, the continental United States, you know, here and nationally. And, you know, in the next 18 months to 2 years, we'd like to see opening, you know, 100 locations. And that's very conceivable based on the commitments we have and the penetration we already have in some markets. And the brand is, it seems to be well received by the communities, and it's exciting when we open one.
That's fantastic. What's the best way, Braden, for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee or any of the other services that you guys provide? Are there any websites that they should go to? Are there any numbers that you would like them to call?
Yeah, absolutely. If you would like more information about, you know, the Honest One franchise opportunities, then please go to www.h1franchise.com. Or
okay.
You can call our 877 number, 466-3781.
That's fantastic. And I want to thank you again, Braden. I think you guys have a wonderful franchise opportunity, and I'm already like to invite you back in 2013 as you guys continue to grow.
That will be my pleasure, Marty. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thanks, Braden. And we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise Interviews. For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2919. 877-877-877-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising. We're each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting Franchise Interviews now over 5 years and almost 300 shows, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Today, we're actually going to go back to the most very basic elements of franchising. In fact, we're going to go back 5 years ago to our very first show we did with PB Loco, where Don and I get into the defining the word franchise. We use references like the great Dave Thomas. So I think you'll enjoy this edition.
You know, the criteria they filled out, what they'd be comfortable in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think probably another good place to start, Don, is to, you know, define the word franchise, you know, because a lot of times when I ask my business students for the definition of a franchise, their response is typically the same. You know, they'll say to me McDonald's or Subway or Quiznos. And, you know, yesterday before the show, you know, I looked up the word franchise in the Oxford Dictionary, and it defines a franchise as follows. It says, an authorization granted by a company to sell its goods or services in a particular way. And, you know, that's a good definition, but it doesn't really help an aspiring entrepreneur understand what franchising really is. And I know you had a good definition we were speaking about from the book Franchising for Dummies, which I think is written by the great Dave Thomas, who's gone on to, you know, bigger and better things.
Right, right.
But I don't know if you have that.
CEO of Wendy's. Yeah, I do have that.
You do.
Book written by him and Michael Seid of H. Seid and Associates. I thought it was a, you know, really great definition. It's a little lengthy, but I think it really sums it up, the definition of what is a franchise.
Right.
And it basically says franchising is a system for expanding a business and distributing goods and services and an opportunity to operate a business under a recognized brand name.
Good.
For example, Wendy's doesn't franchise hamburgers.
Right.
And Midas, the, you know, muffler franchise, they don't franchise car mufflers.
Right.
They franchise business systems that deliver hamburgers and mufflers to customers with consistency of the products and services and also the customer experience. It says a franchise occurs when a business, which is called the franchisor, the franchise corporate office is called the franchisor. They license its trade name, which is the brand, such as Wendy's or Midas, and its operating methods, which is a system or their system of doing business, to a person or group. The person investing in the franchise is called the franchisee.
Okay.
So I think it's important to bring out somebody's terms because,
absolutely,
you know, the franchisee is going to be the owner of the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
The franchisor is the, you know, is the Wendy's or the Midas.
Right.
The franchisee, by buying into the franchise system, they agree to operate according to the terms of the contract. That's called the franchise agreement.
Okay.
The franchisor provides the franchisee with support and in some cases exercises some control over the way the franchisee operates under the brand.
Okay.
So that's what we mean before about the pros and cons. You know, you're in business for yourself. You have a much higher chance of success, but you're under the...
But you're not by yourself, as you say. You know,
right.
Franchising is, you know, being in business for yourself, but not by yourself. It, you know, one of the words that you said in that definition, Don, which, by the way, I mean, I think is probably the best definition I've seen, you know, since being involved in franchising. The most important word is system. And what do we mean by system is kind of like a method of doing things so you get the same result every single time.
Right.
And the analogy that I typically give, Don, is that, you know, the franchisor is the teacher and the franchisee is the student. And it's very important that the student, who's the franchisee, trust as well as listen to the teacher, or the, who in this case is the franchisor. And they also must be willing to totally follow the system and not try to reinvent the wheel. Otherwise,
it's already a proven system and
absolutely
concept. That's why they're buying into it and paying a franchise fee, paying royalties. It's already a
successful, exactly,
proven system. That's why they're investing in a franchise, much lower failure rate.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. Yeah, the key word system is very important here because someone doesn't have to go into and set up all this marketing and all these different things involved with starting up a business on their own. It's already been done. I mean, it's already done for you. You just have to follow the system, and if you,
right,
do that, you're going to be successful in most cases.
Absolutely, and I think that's what can make it difficult for some entrepreneurs, Don, is because, you know, some people are so entrepreneurial that they don't have the ability to follow a system.
It's kind of like, the example I give is, you buy a McDonald's franchise and you say, you know what, I think that this cheeseburger is going to taste better with four pickles and a little more mustard, and you just start trying to reinvent all these different things. It's not necessary with franchising. You have to be willing to totally follow that system. Otherwise, it's not for you. And that's why franchising isn't for everyone. And that's, franchisers certainly don't want somebody coming into their system and trying to reinvent things. You don't have to do that.
Right. It's a good point. I speak to franchisors all the time who necessarily don't want to recruit or find an investor who's had mm-hmm. a background in their industry to invest in them because
absolutely.
They might want to do things their way. If things start off a little slow, they want people coming in fresh who can be trained, learn their system, and do things exactly what's been successful with their other franchise owners. So
I agree. I agree. Another example I give Don is I call it the entrepreneurial scale, where, I would ask somebody, I'd say, how entrepreneurial are you on a scale of 1 to 10? One being low and 10 being the highest. And if somebody said to me that they're a 9 or a 10, I think I would push that person away from franchising, because, again, these are typically people who are just so entrepreneurial that, their mind is always going and they just want to reinvent things over and over. And, so those people should not go into franchising, So
right.
It's very interesting points,
Yeah, and just one last part to finish up the definition mm-hmm. of what is a franchise.
Good.
I mentioned it before, but for people not really familiar with the franchise concept, it says for all this service the franchisor will give, it says in exchange the franchisee usually pays the franchisor an initial fee called a franchise fee,
right?
And then a continuing ongoing fee. I mentioned a word before that's called a royalty. Usually could range in the 2-5% range. It includes advertising and everything, but the franchisee will pay a royalty. That's basically for the use of the trade name and all the operating methods and system that we're talking about. So I think that's a great definition of, the word franchise. It really just sums it all up in just a few paragraphs.
Absolutely.
And as weeks go on, we're going to be using these words a lot.
Absolutely.
Franchisee, franchisor. So that's why we think it's important to kind of just throw these terms out in the first show just to
I agree.
People understand it.
I agree. We have, some of those definitions actually posted on our show page for World Talk Radio too, Don. But
so thanks everyone for listening.
Thanks everyone for listening, and we'll see you again next week with another edition of Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.